You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
That we have.
That's right. We really do. And yes, on 1510 WWBC, you can listen live on any one of your streaming devices. And then, of course, we archive all of the shows there as well. We take our pictures and do all of our bios for all of our guests and put them on all of our social media, as well as our website, which is cedamediainc.com. And downloads have been upwards into the 18 and 19,000s over the last few weeks, Ceda. So we're getting a lot of folks that are listening to all the great community events and all the great things that we have going on here, not just in Brevard County, but all over the world in our nation.
Right. So for listeners who are tuning into Viewpoint with Ceda and Friends for the first time today, on Mondays, I sit here. I've been the host of Viewpoint with Ceda and Friends for 15 and a half years. Ellen O'Neill is my co-host. She's also my right hand to help me put the show on. Allie is a friend of Ellen's, and she comes by to sit and hang out with us. And Danny runs our board. I can't say enough about what people are saying, the positive things, feedback we're getting about what the guests we've had on our show. And just to recap for the folks who are tuning in for the first time, we've had folks on our show who wants to talk about any kind of advocacy, whether you're advocating for the elderly, for children, people who are being exploited. We talked to folks who've been bullied. We talked to lots of authors who had a story to tell and write a book. We tell them how to market their book. We help them how to market. We also speak to folks who want to talk about real estate, financial literacy, voting, why they should vote. And most of all, we talk to folks who are like-minded and would like to leave a planet behind for our grandchildren and our children in the next generation. That's a better earth than we found it. And so today I've had lined up two great segments. I have a very good friend who is a repeat guest, Natalie Pace. She's the author of A Power of 8 Billion. It's Up to Us. And she's also the co-creator of Earth Gratitude. It's a project. And I like to say she herself does so much for planet Earth that's a project in itself. She's got a website called earthgratitude.org, and she'll be calling in about 5 to 6 minutes. Our next guest, the second segment, is with Dr. Priyanka. She's a founder of the nonprofit, and I hope I don't butch this up, Baba Senior Outreach. And they're going to be putting on, they're going to have an event here in Brevard. It's going to be at Wickham Park. It's an annual senior support walk. And we're going to talk about the vendors. We're going to talk about their mission. We're going to talk about folks who are volunteering their services and their time in the second segment. So, and of course, we do so much nonprofits here on Viewpoint with Ceda and Friends that my friend Ellen invited a couple of her friends to come by. And they're going to talk a little bit, just a few minutes, about autism. This is National Autism Month. And we have Gia Nichols here. She's a direct support professional with physical fitness movement in Melbourne. And then Robbie is here. So Robbie and Gina, welcome to our show. Dr. Priyanka, welcome to our show. We will say to our friend Natalie, welcome. And tell us a little bit about yourselves. Go first, Gina, and then Robbie will tell us. Gia.
Well, actually, Autism Month is this month, is in April. And one out of 36, this is Ellen, by the way, one out of 36 children are diagnosed with autism each and every year. And Robbie is one of the residents that lives at Promise in Brevard. And Ceda and I have a close friend that started Promise of Brevard, Betsy Farmer, as well as with Tim Wakefield. They have done a fantastic job of promoting autism awareness and helping with resources, much like Promise of Brevard, to help out adults that have autism and some other challenges and so forth. So Robbie's a resident, and Gia works with him as a direct support professional. But Robbie was here to talk a little bit about Promise. And what do you love about Promise, Robbie?
I love the activities and arts and bowling.
So you get involved in many, many activities, right?
That's correct.
And you're also in Special Olympics?
Yes.
And what do you do in Special Olympics?
I do bocce, cornhole, and bowling.
Fantastic. So as you can see, like, just because you have autism or because you have some kind of challenges in Brevard County specifically, because that's where we live and that's what we know, we have a lot of great opportunities for people to do wonderful things with their lives, and supporting families and the support is big. Do you have a favorite coach in your crew?
My favorite coach is Nancy.
Nancy, that's right. And Gia is here with Robbie as well. She is a direct support professional, so she's sort of like a PE teacher. Make sure that she talks about healthy living and healthy food, and make sure that the folks at Promise and the people that she works with have an opportunity to live their best lives and making sure that they're healthy. So once again, Autism Awareness Month, make sure that you check in every single April. There's events, there are things that you can do to support the autistic families and support places like Promise of Brevard and some of the other great places that are supporting our autistic families.
Well, let's hear from Gia. Is it Gia? Yeah. Gia, let's hear from Gia, what she does and what she does for Robbie.
Hi, I am a direct support professional, and so I kind of take the place of a PE teacher, nutrition teacher when they age out of high school. I did a lot of work in the Atlanta area, and I'm back in Florida retired, so I work with a couple of clients. With Robbie, I pick him up. We go hiking, walking, bowling, anything that's movement and activity. He does all kinds of stuff. I take him shopping. We shop for healthy foods. And in the process of teaching him to cook a little bit, some very healthy foods. He's gluten-free, so we have to be careful. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I do.
Yeah. I was just going to say, Ellen, I'm enjoying the segment. I was going to ask him, you know, with so many resources available in Brevard County, Florida, tell us a little bit about what you'll need for Robbie and the children at Promise of Brevard.
Well, gosh, they have so many activities there to be able to do. So I think what I would like to see more of is just health, focus on health, how to be healthy and move and get out and do more activities that involve movement.
Yeah. And Robbie, have you met Lucas yet?
Luke.
Do you know Luke? Farmer. Luke Farmer?
Very well. He knows him.
Yes.
Yes. Do you all still have the bakery over there and the thrift shop and all that?
They just closed that over at Field of Dreams.
Oh.
They closed that section.
Yeah.
We're not sure what's going to happen with that.
Well, let's hope something good.
I agree.
Well, again, thank you everyone for supporting Autism Month here for April. Robbie Yadoff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Gia Nichols, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about Autism Month. Thank you so much. And Sina, let's get on to our call-in guest.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying them so much. Before we go, there's three of you, Ellen, Robbie, and Gia. Somebody can give us the website for Promise of Brevard. And if we have listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends who would like to come and volunteer, donate time, energy, effort, and maybe meet our friend Robbie. Robbie, do you have anything else to say? I could give you 30 seconds. You have anything else to say about Promise of Brevard or anything? What would you tell somebody out there who has a child that would like to know what Promise of Brevard offers?
Independent living. And you love the activities and the going outing, Sue.
So you have a lot of friends there.
Yes, a lot of friends.
So would you say that you don't get lonely?
No.
Yeah, and so and most of the people there have autism or something else. It's not just, it's a mix, right? But Robbie, you function very well. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You are welcome to come back anytime with Miss Ellen, okay?
Okay.
Yes, you did wonderful.
And so promiseandbrevard.com is where you can go to find out more about Promise, and it's right there located on Norfolk Parkway in West Melbourne.
Thank you. And Natalie is on our phone for our listeners who are tuning into Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. You guys are welcome to stay if you want. More than welcome, you could say. Natalie, thank you for being so patient with our guest. We wanted to squeeze in a little public service announcement for National Autism Month. And so we got it in. So thank you so much. Now tell us a little bit about yourself and about Earth Gratitude and your books. And just talk to us a little bit.
Okay. So anyway, what an inspiring segment. So I'm so glad you're, you know, you're featuring a community around this important work. And so thank you for all you guys are doing for autism. Our project is around, we call it the Earth Gratitude Project, because we believe that if everybody knows just how much fun living green can be and how much money it can save, that we'll all be a bigger part of the solution. So that's really the premise of what we do. And we're so blessed because we get these excellent contributors to the project, including Dr. Jane Goodall, Ed Begley Jr., Common Ground Film features Jason Momoa and Demi Moore and Donald Glover and Rosario Dawson. So we have a lot of celebrities who support this. Obviously, they have their niche. So it's regenerative agriculture. It might be plastic reduction. It might be eco kids and student gardens. It might, you know, so they're just showing whatever it is that's their piece of the solution that they are so active in. And we're just so grateful for all of these excellent organizations and contributors. Pachamama Alliance is helping to protect our rainforests in the Amazon. What's really awesome about their efforts is they actually now have nature is defended in the Constitution of Ecuador as a result of their efforts. So these are some pretty exciting times. And again, we just want everybody to understand that being a part of the solution isn't something that's odious or difficult or you have to give up stuff. It's more like you're going to have so much more money to have more fun. You're going to have greater health. We've seen plastic reduction benefits include that if you couldn't get pregnant, maybe you're going to be able to. If you were trying to lose weight, it's easier. And of course, you know, there's a lot of cancer that's associated both with the chemicals in plastic and in petrochemicals. So and by the way, guys, I have been to Brevard County many times. My brother lives in Titusville.
Hey!
And I have
I think you mentioned that to us before, but you know, as I was preparing for the show and I was reading your bio, I couldn't help, you know, when you talk about the power of 8 million and it's up to us.
Eight billion
people on planet Earth. You know, I couldn't help but, you know, someone was talking to me recently about the war and gas prices. And I said, yeah, it's making a lot of us upset. But look around you. Everything is made out of plastic. IV supplies, the bags, the syringes, you know, the medicine card, the cards we put our pills in. It's all oil. So let's talk a little bit about that. Because, you know, you're a gal that talks a lot about plastic, polyester, ExxonMobil, and how all these things contribute to the demise of our planet.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of people don't know. They just don't know that polyester is an oil product. They just don't know that plastic is an oil product, that over half of each barrel of oil goes for these petrochemical products, including asphalt. I mean, once you really understand this, it's kind of mind-blowing how the oil industry has just captivated all of our lives. But then once you get your eyes open, you can make better choices. There are great natural fiber, even leisure wear that's, you know, at the same price or lower than polyester, better for your body. I do encourage everybody, I have no part of this film, but the Plastic Detox on Netflix is a really great educational film with a very happy ending, because she had five couples who couldn't conceive. She got rid of the plastic and the polyester in their life, And they were able to, 3 out of 5 were able to conceive within 1 year.
Yeah, and I remember us talking about this, and you said that plastic is toxic, and we're all introduced to it at birth. And you're saying that if you get rid of all these things and you educate yourself, that that dependence, it improves your health, your physical health, your mental health. You can lose weight. How so? Tell our audience on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a little bit about that.
Yeah, so petrochemicals are, I mean, this is something that, that you know, people that specialize in this field, not all doctors are trained in nutrition, right? So you might have a doctor who's specialized in something and doesn't know that petrochemicals are highly correlated with cancer, with infertility, and with obesity, right? But those scientists that do study this are very familiar with this. There's actually, sadly, a whole region in Louisiana called Cancer Alley, where the incidence of cancer are so much higher, as are all of the petrochemical plants and all of the, you know, petrochemicals that are stored there that go in. You might remember the derailment of the trains in Palestine, Ohio. Guess what that was? Petrochemicals used to make plastics and polyesters. So it's just important. Again, I don't want to be all doom and gloom, because the good news about this is there are ways to reduce it. Like, make your own tea that's not covered in plastic bag, you know, each tea bag covered in plastic. Shop and support your local farmer, or, you know, find out who is the regenerative farmer in your area. Did you even know that there is a petrochemical that's in some of our fertilizers? So it's pretty pervasive. And once you know, oh, okay, then you can start tossing it out the window, and you're going to have greater health. You're going to have greater, you know, if you want to have a baby and there's an unexplained infertility, maybe this is going to be the game changer. Sadly, petrochemicals actually, they reduce semen count. So that's part of these couples got pregnant, is that, you know, the minute they got rid of the petrochemicals in their life, they actually had life within these two, you know, these two beautiful married couple, and they're able to conceive.
Right. And you know what? I think life comes down to an education, right? Everything is, once you know, you can change your lifestyle. So you're saying that by people giving up a car, running their local errands, and paying attention to clean air, exercising, we can save a lot of money, and that the average person spends about $12,000 annually on their vehicle. Yep. And you're saying that you could spend less than $200 and just walk everywhere and get your exercise. But you got to live in a community that supports that kind of thing, because I mean, I can't see myself walking to work or walking to the radio show, right? But I get the concept of what you're saying.
Well, what I would say is this. Here's how I started my awareness around car culture. I live in Santa Monica. It's the beach town of Los Angeles. This is the biggest car culture town there is, right? And when I first started riding a bike, it was to go to college, and I had a young son, and it was the only way that we could make ends meet was to give up one of the cars. So at that time, there were no bike lanes. So the first thing I'll say is this. The reason I became such an advocate of this was actually during the BP oil spill. This was right around, actually it started this exact day in 2010. And remember how long it went, right? And how horrifying it was. And every time I went to the gas station and fill up my gas tank, I was like, I cannot separate the fact that I am the, if I don't buy it, they can't sell it. So I am the one that is telling them, yes, please keep drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, you know?
Yes.
And it just felt very dirty to me. Now, I will tell you, as a person who lives in Santa Monica and has lived here for a very long time, pre-bike lanes, pre-shared roads, that there are two ways that you can, first of all, you don't have to think all or nothing. Like, you don't have to think, okay, I'm going to give up my car and I'm only going to walk around everywhere. No, you don't. Just try starting to walk or ride a bike or even an e-scooter, although you're going to get more health benefits if you walk or ride a bike, just for local errands, right?
Yeah. It just, well, you know, when you speak, you know, of that lifestyle, you know, when I grew up in Trinidad, which Ellen likes to hear about, we lived in a village, We picked our lemons and made lemonade. We used the coconut. We drank the milk. We ate the jelly. My mother used the fiber to make mattresses. She also used the inside of the coconut to make us a bowl because we didn't really have any money to buy a lot of fancy dishes. And I wanted to come to the United States where I can get, you know, a piece of pumpkin wrapped in plastic, or I can get, you know, they would say, go pick avocados and bring inside to make, you know, for breakfast or lunch. And we'd say, again, we'd be like, again, these people and their avocados. Or they would say, go pick some, you know, bananas and be like, oh, Lord, we're so poor. We got to eat off the land, you know, whatever. But as I get older, bolder and wiser, I'm like, maybe that village had an idea, a good thing going after all, because, you know, they use rain barrels. They washed the clothes on a scrubbing board. They hung it in the sun. And my mother had to be, you know, really picky about, you know, hanging the clothes in such a fashion that everybody would know clean clothes drying in a pattern. Mm-hmm. And now I look at what's happening in the United States and I'm like, God bless those people, because we really didn't appreciate their wisdom and what they were telling us about the earth. But they were saying, live a simple life, a humble life, a minimalist if you have to, and go to bed early so when you don't have no electricity, you don't know it. You sleep in the dark, you wake up, you know, sunrise to sunset, whatever.
Well, I think, you know, look, I'm a modern girl and I live a modern life. So, you know, I'm definitely not into the scrub board for scrubbing my clothes, but I can say, you know, if you live in a sunny state, there are all kinds of things. And I think we should talk about electricity, right? I'm going to be posting actually an interview I did with one of the engineers of the Ritz-Carlton. And what he did to save money was just to show the housekeeping staff how to monitor the sunlight in the rooms. He also put in LED lighting. Of course, everybody does that now. But there are just so many different life hacks that you can do that reduce your electricity bill with zero change in your lifestyle. As another example, we need to heat our water all night while we sleep. Maybe you should have a simple on-off switch or at least a timer on your water heater, right? When I was in India, before you take a shower, about 20 minutes, you turn on the water heater. And once you get out of the shower, you turn it off.
Yeah, they're very conservative. But for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Natalie Pace. She's the author of A Power of 8 Billion, It's Up to Us, and she's a co-creator of Earth Gratitude Project. So talk to us a little bit, when is Earth Day celebrated?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're actually featuring 21 organizations. That may sound like a lot, but it's not. It's in a 21-day challenge. And basically for 21 days, you're going to celebrate with us. You're going to get illuminated and informed. And as importantly, you can transform your life. Because as we all know, greater transformation in our personal lives always begins with information and awareness, right? So there are going to be things that really speak to you that you're like, oh, wow, and I want to watch that again. Or other things where you're going to be like, well, okay, I think I'm already doing that, or I'll save that for later. Like maybe you don't do all 21, but you at least start learning about them.
Yeah.
So,
Natalie, how many people recognize the first Earth Day? Because this is kept growing and it's growing every year. It's more and more. I think whatever you all are doing at Earth Gratitude and all the other people who are advocates for the environment, it's catching on because people are beginning to say, yes, this is Mother Earth. And she belongs to us. So we have to take care of her. So how many people recognize the first Earth Day?
Well, it was the largest and remains one of the largest movements, not just environment, that we've ever seen. So that was on 1970. There is an organization called Earth Day, and you can go to earthday.org if you wish. We're Earth Gratitude. That's earthgratitude.org/2026. And I would say join us for our online 21-day celebration, illumination, and transformation. This is a challenge, so you get a daily email. But yeah, I mean, I think that what the message a lot of our contributors say is exactly the same, and that is we are not separate from nature. We are nature ourselves. So when we harm ourselves or harm the planet, we're actually harming ourselves. Now, That's a larger message than even, you know, I mean, it's kind of like the foundation of what we do, but I'm also here to say your air quality will be improved. Your health will be improved. You'll have more money for things you like a lot more than visiting a gas station. So, or paying an electric bill.
Right.
So getting smart in these ways. And even, you know, what I was really excited about was how everybody is behind now. We don't need to put poison on our food anymore. You know, we can support those local, and a lot of people aren't aware, regenerative agriculture draws down CO2. So in addition to giving us healthier food that tastes better, it's actually better for our environment too.
Right. And I don't think a lot of people know that the EPA was created in response to the first Earth Day in 1970, which doing my research for the show, I found that. So really quick, we're going to run out of time in a minute. What are the three R's of waste management often emphasized on Earth?
Boy, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you. I knew there was a trick question. Reduce,
yeah.
Reuse,
no, no,
and recycle?
There are seven R's. Recycling is no longer, that's such a lie.
Yeah.
Less than 9% of plastic in the U.S. gets recycled, and less than 5% in the U.S., less than 9% worldwide. So it is not the three R's. It is the seven R's.
So we have to call Google and change. We'll have to call Google and change that because...
Now, if you just Google what are the seven R's, you'll get it. So again, that's just an example of how AI works, right?
Right.
Of give you what you ask for. But it's not three R's. And I'm so glad you mentioned that because
tell us the seven R's. Tell us the seven, because, you know, I'll tell you a funny thing. This morning I was preparing for the show and I said, yeah. Alexa, I'm going to be preparing for my show today with Baba's Senior Outreach. And they said, oh, they do a lot of good things in Brevard County, Florida. And then I said, and I have a lady for Earth Day. And it says, oh, don't forget about recycle, reuse, and reduce. So I wrote it down.
Right.
So I'm going to say when I go, hey, Alexa, did you know there was 7 hours? Instead of three?
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead. Tell us what it is.
There are seven. The first one is refuse, right? And that's kind of what we've been talking about. Refuse to have plastic all over your bodies and your food. After that, it would be repair, right? Like, try to keep your, if you already own a vehicle, can you imagine how many resources are used to create that vehicle? Just try to make it last longer. You want to reuse, obviously. I'm not going to probably get all seven, but you guys can.
We'll figure it out.
At the bottom is recycle. And honestly, it's a lie. Like, don't rely on that. Like, I know that we spend so much time separating our trash. If you really want to do what's right for the environment, don't buy the plastic thing in the first place. And a lot of the
My husband. He told me the other day, he says, I'm going to report you to all your friends because you claim that you're recycling, but I see you're putting your plastic bottle in the trash. And I said, who are you going to report me? He goes, Ellen and friends and Sita and friends. And I'm like, so I said, oh, that was just one plastic, but you're right. So what he said, if you don't want me to police the recyclable bin, just put the water from the big, you know, jug into your cup. And he said, just walk around with that. You just don't have to take plastic. But, you know, I've been doing it and I've been shutting off the lights and I've been watching the AC. I've been doing little things. I've been buying in bulk my hair products and everything. But still, that container is plastic. That's still my shampoo bottle is plastic.
No, you can have a shampoo bar. I mean, listen, I'm like I said, I'm a posh city girl. I have a bar of shampoo that comes to me in paper. I have a bar for conditioner that comes to me in paper. There are lots of alternatives out there. Actually better. Why are you paying for all that extra water and weight and plastic that goes into the plastic, you know, shampoo bottle?
Yeah. You sound like an Indian. One day I'm going to hear you say, oh, I did my ancestry.com and I have a little bit of Indian heritage. Because we eat on leaves, you know, for the weddings. You know, when we have weddings in Trinidad, when I was a little girl, the men would go out and they would cut these, those big leaves. And then, you know what, ate on the leaf and then you know, it was kind of like a competition to see who's going to wrap their leaf the best at the end of the meal. And I would just, I was just like, pick up the leaf and throw it. But some people would sit there and wrap this thing up in such a beautiful little, you know, like a packet, yeah, and put it in the garbage, yeah, bin. But there was a science towards too, you know?
Yeah. And by the way, that's another thing we could talk about the next time is composting, right? Because many cities actually are now mandating that you put your food waste in the green yard waste bin. So composting is another big deal. Like if you just throw it in the garbage, first of all, it's very stinky. But secondly, it creates methane in landfills. So composting, and a lot, if your city's not doing this yet, if you have a green yard waste bin, that's where the food scraps should go. And if your city's not handling that yet, we just have to get involved in our city councils.
Well,
right?
I'll tell you what, it's our planet and it's our power. And, you know, I love when you call, yeah, in. So I'm going to have you come back in about maybe 4 or 5 months. Would that work with you?
Sure.
You're like a regular now. You're like a regular. But give our listeners your website if they want to look, check out your book or your website.
Yeah.
Because I owe you a lot of gratitude for educating our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Oh, I'm so happy to. And Sita, if you and or I know you have, you know, your teammate there, and I apologize that I'm forgetting your name, but if you guys ever want to join me at my financial freedom retreat, please come as my guest. So that information, I do financial freedom at nataliepace.com, and we actually have a retreat coming up online this weekend. And then also earthgratitude.org/2026, just earthgratitude.org, and join us for our 21-day Earth Gratitude Challenge. Again, it'll be fun for you. It doesn't cost anything. And you're going to be surprised at some of the celebrities that you're going to get to see.
I swear to God, you are Indian. You know, somebody just asked a friend of mine, why do you have your 30-year-old son living with you after college? And she said, why not? She said, instead of paying $2,500 or $2,000 a month, yeah, rent, I told him to, right, open a bank account and show me his statement every month, and he's going to be paying down, yeah, on a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts before you know it. That's, yeah, how they do it. And it's financial literacy 101. I said, well, yeah, I guess the kids just have to go home and say, Ma, I'll cut your grass, I'll cook your food, I'll help you clean the house, and hey, you could live there and save your money in the bank.
It's and actually, I have one of the people that I coach, they have their, he's just graduated from college. He actually got his first job and he's living there. And I was like, you know what you should do is also do charge them a little bit of rent, but have them put it in their own 401k, preferably, I mean, not 401k, Roth IRA. Then at the end of the year, if they've actually put 10% of their income into the Roth IRA, which they can still use for a down payment on a house, you could say, I'll match that. So you want to still have accountability, and you also might want to have them pay one of the bills, like whether it's the electric bill or the water bill, so that they need to practice adulting, right?
Yeah. Well, Ellen's going to take it away from here.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for the education today, and we will make sure we put all of this great information on our website and share it with everyone out there. We are going to take brief sponsor message, and we will be right back after these messages.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture
Baba
is a family-owned
senior care outreach. They are a private, non-for-profit organization committed to serving the aging community with compassion and respect. They recognize and honor seniors as individuals, and they are dedicated to promoting their health, safety, dignity, and overall quality of life. Please join them on May 23rd at the Wickham Park in Melbourne, Florida, for a BSO Senior Walk-In Show. Well, they will have vendors, great resources, and information to provide for seniors. So please check out babaseniouroutreach.org for more information.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral, and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000, 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at DixieCrossroads.com.
Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified...
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We're heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere on God's magnificent planet.
That's right. On 1510wwbc.com, you can hit that Listen Live button and get us on any one of your streaming devices. And then, of course, we share all of that information on our websites and social media, SitaMediaInc.com.
That's right. And what a great first segment we had. Now we have our second segment. Our friend Dr. Geeta Priyanka is here. And she's here with three volunteers from the Baba Senior Outreach Organization to speak about the walk that's going to be happening in Wickham Park on the 23rd of this month. So, Doctor, take it away. Good morning. Good afternoon. Welcome to our show. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And if you could kindly introduce the three people you brought with you to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we would appreciate it.
Okay. First of all, thank you, Sita, for having us. And all four of us are very excited to be here. This is our first show, so we have no idea how everything is done. You have been walking us very well and getting our anxiety down. So let me tell a little bit about Baba Senior Outreach. I'm an internist in West Melbourne. I was very happy. I had no idea in my life journey something like this I would be starting with, you know. And it all came being a internist in Brevard County, especially in Florida. You care for more seniors than you ever would imagine. What I saw with seniors is we are able to give long life with modern medicine, but not really a quality of life. We just added their financial burden more. Their needs were increasing, and the community and the state and the federal government were struggling to give what it is needed for them to have dignity, love, care, and support. And this was bothering me, but it didn't push me to the edge. And COVID came, and I saw the loneliness was really stricken. And many seniors were struggling, and it cost a lot more to their health issues. And as well, the inflation that hit really brought them down significantly. As you know, seniors really hide their needs behind their pride, and they always put their children, their grandchildren, everybody up. And it was costing them a lot, and it became an urgency. That's how we started.
Because I think it's a generational thing, too.
Yes.
You put everybody first. And you brought with you Mr. Jimmy Hudgens?
Hudgens, yes.
I almost said Hodgkins. I almost gave you a K for no reason. Hudgens. And he's a board member and a volunteer. We're going to call him Jimmy. We have Janet Inaba. Janet is here. She's a board member and a volunteer. That's Janet. And we have Mr. Joseph Wright. Mm-hmm. He's a retired sales marketing director, a publicly traded company. I'm sure you enjoyed the first segment. You probably
absolutely
learned a lot of stuff there. So I'll start with Jimmy first. Tell us why you got involved in Baba Senior Outreach.
Well, hello. My name is Jimmy Hodgins, and my background basically is sales, manufacturing, transportation, and I own my own company for 11 years. But my career was revolved around serving people, solving problems, and making things go smoother. When Dr. Priyanka, I've been going to for years and years, she walked in and told me her dream or her mission that she was going to try to start a 501c. And once I heard what she was going to do, I was all in. I'm also retired, but I do caregiving and transportation on the side.
Yeah, and it feels good to have a life with purpose. To wake up every day, I like to say that every day is a vacation day on planet Earth. I feel like we are all chosen to live on planet Earth and enjoy what God has created. And why not give back?
When I was a child or younger in my teens, there's a Moody Blues song called a question of balance. And in the middle of that song, they say, when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true, that all the love you've been giving has all been meant for you.
Oh, Hegel's going to start singing with Ellen any minute. Yes. And so, Janet, you're a board member and a volunteer. And if I read correctly, you're 82 or 83 years old?
I'm 86 now.
Oh, geez. You don't look it. You look great. That's wonderful.
I retired at 83.
Okay. And so what made you get involved with Baba's Seniors Outreach?
Well, I am also a patient of Dr. Priyanka, and she is just such a gracious,
warm, you the poster child for her practice.
Loving person that you just can't help but
see. Yes.
Yeah. And anyway, I heard about the program, and I heard that what she was trying to do, and she invited me to a board meeting one evening just to see if I was interested. And I got hooked. And I was offering to just do administrative work 2 mornings a week just to keep things going. But the more I got involved and the more I became involved with our participants in the program, I got hooked even harder.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of hours in from what I was reading. You started out a couple days a week, but then you started giving more time.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think once you see what you're doing has an impact, you keep going. It's a positive thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For example, I deliver food that we pick up at Second Harvest on the second and fourth Thursday of every month, and I deliver to 6 families. And you get to know them so well. You get to know their needs. You get to know what makes them happy, what problems they are having. And you just can't help but want to do more and more for them to make sure that they can stay living on their own as long as possible, as comfortably as possible.
Right. And then we have Mr. Joseph Wright. Mr. Wright is a retired sales and marketing director. And you got involved as well with Baba's senior outreach.
I first got involved in 2002 when I first moved to Brevard County, and I became Dr. Priyanka's patient. So she's been taking care of me for 23 years. And then 3 weeks ago, no,
8 weeks.
Yeah, about 8 weeks now. Time flies when you're working such great organization. I went to coffee, and now here we are pushing our walk. But more importantly, what Baba Senior Outreach is all about is roughly 3 things. We want to get whole food at no charge in the hands of seniors. We want housekeeping services for those that can't do for themselves. And then we want adopt a senior, where you do even more for a senior, or just visitation a couple times a month. All of this requires volunteer work. And so that's what we're all about. We're presenting this to the people of Brevard County at our walk on the 23rd. And we encourage people to volunteer, because we couldn't do what we do. We can take care of a senior for $250 a year with whole food deliveries twice a month and housekeeping. In order to do that, it's the free labor that works.
Yes.
And so it's the labor that we're truly need. We need more volunteers, and that's what we're trying to. It's such a beneficial thing, because all of our wisdom came from our elders.
Yes, sure did. You're probably Indian too.
That's what it's Irish Indian.
So Dr. Priyanka, the word Baba, I mean, in the Persian culture, you say Baba or Baba. In the Indian culture, you say that. In the American culture, Grandpa. I've been a long-term care nurse for over 35 years myself, and I feel like all the elderly people are my grandmas and grandpas too. So you chose this name Baba. Tell our listening audience on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends why you chose the name Baba.
So Baba in many Asian cultures, including mine, means dignity, respect, family. Some cultures it means it's a father, grandfather, or somebody who are really regarded elder, you know. And when we chose this name, we wanted elders to feel they have a family feeling within our organization. And so the Baba is about, you know, giving a family the respect, the dignity and love and anything they need, you know. As you know, in Asian cultures, you know, caring for an elderly is not an option. It's given, it's expected, it's sacred, and you treat them with respect until their last breath,
yes, right,
you know, happens. So for me, Baba meant that's what we will be doing with this organization. And Baba has been for the past 4 years. It's a story of my volunteers, like Jimmy, Janet. Jimmy has put in over 500 hours plus 5,000 miles. Janet has an extraordinary race in that. It's 1,000 hours plus, 10,000 miles so far. And, you know, the thing about that I want listeners to understand is age is not a limit to volunteer and give.
And we have a lot of people in Brevard who are retired who can give back time, energy, a little change if they have, become a vendor. And so that leads us to Mr. Jimmy. Question for you. What would you say is the mission statement for Baba's outreach, senior outreach?
The mission statement?
Yeah.
I would say it's reaching out to help the low-income seniors of Brevard County and supplying them with their needs, whether it be companionship, which is critical, food is critical, light housekeeping, and that includes looking around to see if anything is dangerous laying on the floor or whatever.
Yeah, to prevent falls and things like that.
That is correct.
Right, and so then, Mr. Joseph,
mm-hmm.
What would you say are the biggest challenges affecting the organization and the work you all are trying to do?
In my opinion, there's so much we can do for our underserved seniors, and prioritizing to see what what's the best thing that we can do as individuals. And this is a great opportunity. This organization is a great opportunity to do something like that. I know that that Jimmy and Janet, when they're speaking to people, I've actually seen some videos that they've taken of the folks, and it warms your heart to see some of these people. They've been taking care of for a couple of years now, and they look good.
They become
healthy.
Family.
They look healthy. The whole foods were given to them rather than the junk. They're losing weight. And this, I saw this video from Michael. It made me laugh, cry. Just to see that it had the effect that it has on our seniors is just amazing. And I got involved in it because I've been in big businesses. I'm good with sales and marketing. And Dr. Priyanka said, I need some help with marketing. But it opens your heart.
Yes.
And that's what we're really trying to do. Get our volunteers to open their hearts up to the underserved seniors.
Right. And that leads me to Janet. How much of a commitment is it to become a volunteer?
You can volunteer as little or as much as you would like. You could volunteer just an hour a week to stop in and visit with a senior. Many of our seniors have no family around. They're completely alone, and no one is really checking on them.
Yeah.
So this would be a wonderful thing. Just an hour a week, stop in.
Whatever you can afford to give, just sign up.
Or you could do 1,200 hours if you like. So the range is up to anyone who... But I'll tell you, once you get started, you'll get hooked and you'll give more and more because our seniors appreciate it so much. They're so grateful and so happy that we're doing what we're doing so far.
Right. And Dr. Priyanka, have you partnered up with anyone to help with Baba's senior outreach walk in Wickham Park on the 23rd?
Yes. So our, you know, our fresh food delivery is through our partnership with Second Harvest. And a free housekeeping, we pay Aging Matters, and they do the housekeeping for the elderly. For the walk, we are very excited because this is our first community exposure and also create an awareness of what we do and what we are about to. And I want to hear the successful stories of volunteers like Jimmy and Janet who are, have their own personal struggles health-wise and other struggles, but they are yet out there volunteering, and it's definitely has gotten them much satisfaction and a lot more benefit to the receiving end of the seniors. So on May 23rd, we have plenty of donors, plenty of sponsors. Many sponsors have gone out of their way to donate. You know, we don't have the time to go over the list of sponsors and donors we got. So what we are really looking for is to serve the 13,000 plus seniors in Brevard County who are under poverty and hiding behind their pride. I want you all to take this message. We need to be there for them because they are our elders. They are our Baba. And that's where I want you guys to help us as volunteers, signing up your seniors.
Does one qualify to receive the services?
So for companionship and adopt a senior concept, there is no income limitation. But for anyone who's wanting to receive free fresh food delivery at their door twice a month or free housekeeping, if they are single, they need to be under 31,000. If they are a couple, then it should be under 42,000. Then they qualify for our services. It's a SNAP benefit. That's what we go by.
Yes, yes, yes. And so let's tell our listeners one more time, Dr. Priyanka, the date, the time, and the location for the walk. And this is where they're going to see all the vendors. It's a one-stop shop. They're going to have a lot of people talking to them mm-hmm. and giving them information that they need.
So our Baba Senior Support Walk and Senior Vendor Show is happening on May 23rd, bright and early, between 8 and 12 noon, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. 8 a.m. is, they sign up and register. And we have some events on the stage. Our guest speaker is Dr. Visa Srinivasan. She's a medical director for Aging Institute, well-known in this industry for 25 years. And Tom from Aging Matters, he's the CEO of Aging Matters. And we have a lot of events, including rock and roll from a band who are seniors again. And a lot of giveaways and a lot more events on the stage and many vendors and almost all of the not-for-profit that's serving the senior industry will be there. So you guys can get to meet them and if you have, see what's out there that could be, you will be eligible, including ARP. So, a lot of Medicaid benefits, people are not aware of it. And I'm hoping this will open the door for them to understand what's available there. That's one of the founding principles. We are not here to replicate what's already there. We are here to bridge the gaps and bring all the senior industry vendors and healthcare providers and organizations together so the senior has a village, basically, right?
Right.
So that's what it's about on May 23rd. Please come. It's 8 a.m. to 12 noon. You can go into www.babaseniouroutreach.org to register. And our phone number, if you have any questions to call, is 1-888-881-48, okay? 0019.
Right, and Ellen will put all that on our website.
Okay.
So Jimmy, I'm sure you meet people when you deliver food, offer services, like I talk to the wall and the wall will talk back to me and say, hi, Sita, and I get involved. But how do you plan to engage the community to know more about Baba Senior Outreach? I mean, we're doing our best on the radio show, but how do we reach more community members offer them services?
Through magazines is another way. Mm-hmm. But the best way
is
the word of mouth with the people who are dealing, like guardianships and certain doctors. And those. And from there, it spreads out because when we do visit them, we find out their wheelchair is broken or the walker doesn't work. Well, we have a warehouse full of DMEs that we could provide that with. We put in a ramp for a guy who leg got amputated. We have two hospital beds that are electric. So we have a lot of things we can offer them and also personal needs.
So it's just a question of people reaching out. So for listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we're speaking with the good folks from Baba Senior Outreach here in Brevard, who's a nonprofit 501c. And there, it's an organization that's currently serving the underserved elderly population here in Brevard County, Florida. And, you know, being a long-term care nurse, I see a lot of loneliness. You know, we're in our 20s, we're soaring. In our 30s, we're flying high. In our 40s, the sky's the limit. In the 50s, we're like, all right, I'm cruising, I'm coming down. In your 60s, you're like, oh, what was all that about? In your 70s, you're watching the same children that you raised. They are always welcome in your home, but you're not welcome always in their home. And then you're like, what the, you know, college, car payments, insurance, and they're gone. But their seniors are lonely. They're lonely. And that comes in handy, Mr. Joseph, you know, because when you all go out there and you see them, you're able to speak with them, give them some food, give them some guidance, and tell them that, hey, I am here for you, human to human. Like when you say namaste, it means the spirit that lives in you also lives in me, right? But talk to us a little bit about what do you think is a long-term goal and plans for Baba Senior Outreach? Where do you see you all going from here?
Well, we've got a good start so far. And with the help of the people of Brevard County, as their hearts grow more accustomed to helping seniors, we anticipate taking care of all 13,000 of the underserved seniors that are out there. Now, not all of them are going to need food. Not all of them are going to need the type of assistance that we're offering today. But we're going to reach out and touch every single one of them and find out what they specifically need.
Yeah. And that's great. And really quick, because I see three, oh, I hate when that finger goes. Mm-hmm. So Janet, how do you handle when the vendors and the donors call and they thank you all? Because you're the one manning those phones.
Well, I have to tell you a story about one young lady who I deliver food to, who was on dialysis 3 days a week for 5 years. And she got on the kidney transplant list. And when I was delivering food one day, I got there while she was on the phone with the transplant center at Orlando Health in Orlando. They had two kidneys, but she had to be there within an hour to do blood and tissue matches. Thankfully, I was there at the right time, the right place. I had nothing to do. We jumped in the car, and the following morning, at about 2-3 in the morning, she got her kidney. That is just something
satisfying.
That you cannot describe how that feels on both sides.
Yes, yes.
And I have to intervene here. It's been 2.5 years back, and she's still alive, doing so good, thanks to Janet.
Yeah. You know what? God puts angels in the right place at the right time, and you are one.
It's just...
So, Dr. Priyanka, we have a couple of minutes left. In addition to your busy practice, you try to include everyone. It's a diverse population in Brevard, and you take everyone who needs assistance with the Baba Senior Outreach. But tell our listeners a little bit quickly about your practice, where it's located, and how they can find you. Because I don't know how you're finding the time to do all of this in addition to a busy practice.
So I'm here not for my practice. I'm here to represent my team, my board, my extraordinary volunteers who have dedicated time and again and their own money, because they're not getting paid for their drive. I mean, our seniors who are in this program who have enrolled and have given us a purpose. Without those seniors, there's no Baba Senior Outreach.
Yeah.
And our donors.
You are
and sponsors.
So humble and so kind.
So we are here because Baba is no longer who the founder is. Baba is all of us here. And I really want this to touch many of those. That's my dream and passion. And I'm hoping this community will come around to support us, to touch all those 13,000 people at some level, at some point in our day. And we also want to bring the whole healthcare community that's serving seniors, not-for-profit organization. It's fragmented so much, people don't even know. Even I, as a primary care physician, don't know how to get help because it's so fragmented. We don't even know what the other person is doing. So I think one of our dream and goal as we create the Baba Community Hub to bring all those services for free to one place so we know where to reach help from each other.
Right. And the website, one more time?
Would be soon coming. It's not upcoming
okay.
yet.
So for
our website is www.babaseniouroutreach.org.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll see you next week on Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 1510 WWBC.